A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, O children of Israel, that the Lord pronounces over you, over the whole family that I brought up from the land of Egypt. You alone have I favored, more than all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your crimes. Do two walk together unless they have agreed? Does a lion roar in the forest when it has no prey? Does a young lion cry out from its den unless it has seized something? Is a bird brought to earth by a snare when there is no lure for it? Does a snare spring up from the ground without catching anything? If the trumpet sounds in a city, will the people not be frightened? If evil befalls a city, has not the Lord caused it? Indeed, the Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion roars, who will not be afraid? The Lord God speaks, who will not prophesy? I brought upon you such upheaval as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You are like a brand plucked from the fire, yet you return not to me, says the Lord. So now I will deal with you in my own way, O Israel. And since I will deal thus with you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lead me in your justice, Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. At dawn I bring my plea expectantly before you. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your sight. Lead me in your justice, Lord. You hate all evildoers. You destroy all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful the Lord abhors. Lead me in your justice, O Lord. But I, because of your abundant mercy, will enter your house. I will worship at your holy temple in fear of you, O Lord. Lead me in your justice, Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And he said to them, why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Then he got up, rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, what sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? The word of the Lord. And so this weekend I was in Phoenix, Arizona. It was 112 degrees every day. People are nuts for living here. But anyway, as I was there when we came back, I left in the middle of the afternoon. And when you have 112 degree weather, it causes all kind of disturbances in the air. And so the guy got on the plane, you know, the pilot, and he says, okay, for about the next hour, we're going to have some turbulence. Okay. Well, it wasn't turbulence. It was turbulence. All the way up for a solid hour. And so I felt like I was on the boat with Jesus and saying, excuse me, Lord, are you sleeping? Are you going to do something? And so the best thing I can do is in those things is, Jesus, I trust in you. Huh? And, of course, everything worked out fine and perfect. And as we were getting off and the pilot's there, I said, couldn't you have done something with that maybe? But it wasn't his job. It was God's job. All of us have storms in our lives. I don't have to explain it. You know what they are for you. And Jesus is always with you and I during the storms of our life. We can focus on ourselves and be afraid. We can focus on the turbulence or the waters or the waves or the situations and be afraid. Or we could look at Jesus and find calm. It's always a choice. So let's always look at Jesus and find calm. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.